Keep it down. You keep it down. Take it. Simon Shinir. How do you say it?
Heth.
Heth. We're missing our friend Eliyahu. We hope it looks like he'll be back soon.
For somebody who's got a Polish name, it's not bad. I know.
And we say also good morning to our dear friend of Simcha Mendel Akayan. We're thinking of you, Simcha Mendel. Enjoy Simchas Beis Hashem. Up to here, Simon Shinyud Ches Sivov. We've learned halachas of Bishul, Achar Bishul, Bishul Achar Fia. This morning we're going to be discussing wrapping up a pot that's fully cooked. Now, as an introduction, of course we know we have Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dov Yovish. Yeah, that's Mama. Yeah, I know. Well, you don't have to. If you don't want to listen to it again, you don't have to stay. Feel free. You know, Chazara never hurt. I thought Chazara never hurt. But anyway, there's a little sif about Atzmona over here, the sifav. Atzmona obviously is being done either to a pot. Actually, it doesn't even have to be cooked a pot for Atzmona. It depends if it's an Arab Shabbos on Shabbos. There's two elements of Atmona. Atmona b'moys of Hever, which is forbidden if it happens before Shabbos. The Mamet Hever is forbidden if it happens on Shabbos. Anyway, Seder Shulchan Aruch Sif Wo, page 270. Klish sheyesh boi dovocham shayad seledes boi. You have an item that's still warm and it's yad seledes boi. Now don't forget the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that for Bishul Achab to not be forbidden with the Dovah Lach, Bishul Achab Bishul, it has to be the liquid is still Yad Seledes Boy. For us Ashkenazis, it's good enough if it's still warm. But for Sfadim, if they take on like Maran, I don't know if all Sfadim do take on like Maran. I have to check that out.
I
know, I'm not sure they all do. I don't know, that was about something. I haven't checked that. I don't remember. I don't know. I do not know. But anyway, if those who take on like the Shulchan Aruch over here, to not be susceptible to Bishul, has to be the Dovah Lach is still Yad Seledes Boy. So again, Keli Sheyesh Boy Dovah Cham Sheyad Seledes Boy. Keli, which has got inside it a cooked item, a cooked liquid, which is Yad Seledes Boy, and therefore is no longer subject to Bishul. Mutar Lanicha B'Shabbos Al Gabe Kedeira Hatzmuna. If you already have before Shabbos, for example, a keli, which is wrapped up, it's very hot, it's wrapped up, and on Shabbos you want to add another friend into this wrapping. Open the wrapping of the pot number one, which is hot, and put in another pot of food, which is also yet of cooked liquid food, yad seledes boy, kadesh yishmar chumav lo yistanin, because you want ishes riyu yomechazak, the lower pot will help the upper pot not lose its heat. So Masad Bishul, there's no issue because although it's a Dovah Lach, because the upper pot is Yad Seledes Boy. I what about Tzmona? So the Chiddush is that since the under pot was already Mutzman, you're allowed to partially undo it and then put the second pot on top of it. That's not considered an absolute act of Tzmona because these covers were already wrapping up. This pot, the under pot was already covered, you're just adding to the hatzmona of the item underneath. And that's not an issue of hatzmona. That is the chiddush.
Even who are in with this sieve. The Dovah Yovish, which is even cold.
Yeah, quite right. Should be who are in Dovah Yovish, which is even cold.
But if we slip it into the oven.
Should be. Okay, says it a lot. So that is the first halacha. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'yochel lo tuach piv bebotzik. You can even seal the mouth of the keli with dough, which is obviously the dough is not buksa. In yesh lebotzik shenilish miyasmo, provided you don't have to knead it on Shabbos, otherwise it would be issa of losh. Aval eim manichin, we'll have to see why there's no issa memareach in the smoothing of the botzik on the lid, but that's discussed in the Mishnah Brura. Aval eim manichin keli sheyesh bedovash einicham kol kach al gavi kadeira. You have to make sure the upper pot is fully cooked and it's yadsai ledes boy if it's a liquid and you hold like maran. Because if it's not Yad Toledes Boy, then it will be subject to Bishul. Because Yesh Bishul Lach HaBishul Dov Olach, if it's not Yad Toledes Boy, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch. She'er Elyon Yochel Leschami Michoymo Ad Yad Toledes Boy. True, there's no concern here of Hatzmona, because we're just wrapping a second pot in the same way that the first pot was popped. It's considered like continuing the old Hatzmona rather than a new act of wrapping up. Yeah? But there would be an issue of Bishul if the liquid is not Yad Toledes Boy, according to the opinion of Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Mem Tes.
Is this talking about the Hatmona was a Hatmona even if it was most of Hevel, or only if it was Hatmona that was no most of Hevel?
Says the Mishnah Brura Sibkot Mem Tes, Ezes Hashem, and if Mishnah Brura doesn't address your question, then we'll try and address it anyway. Sibkot Mem Tes, Tobacham Shi Hatzel Edis Poi, Hamachabe, Ozlo Zitosim Siv Talad Dimnis Tana, like Sasach Inya Tzel Edis Piyeshu Ed Bisham Bishal. This is the Shulchan Aruch talking, and he also called, he's going according to his opinion that Adov Alach is only not subject to Bishal if it's still Yatzel Edis Poi. Aval, if he must cost for the more by God, Sib Tes, what the Negim Hatzel Edis Tana, the Gamri, according to us Ashkenazisha, that as long as the cooked liquid is warm, it's not subject to Bishul, even that would be able to be placed on top of the lower pot. Says the Taz, massive chiddush. Mr. Levine's not going to jump out his chair. Even if the upper pot is not fully cooked. We've learned that to continue to cook an item that's not fully cooked to make is an issue of Bishul. Shani Hacha is different. The lower pot is not actually going to heat the upper pot properly. It's just going to make sure that it remains hotish. This is not going to add. It's never going to reach absolute Bishul, and although it's partially cooked. In this case, one can be makel like the opinions that hold that once an item is yatzeledes is machel ben drusoy, it's considered is not subject to bishul anymore. We don't pasken like that, but lechayra that's what he means it, because it's not going to reach bishul gomor. It's just keeping it, retaining its heat, and therefore even if the food's not fully cooked, you can place it near this hot pot, which is very hot, and it will heat it somewhat. Says Achroidim Abul Harba Achroidim Cholkin Olav. Many Achroidim disagree with the Taz. Severely they hold. Ainim Butzerak with special called Tzorokoi. Till a food item is completely cooked, you can't place it near a source of heat. Yesh Lachos Shemi Yitoisif Ma'at Bishal Adi Achroi. Every additional point of heat, every additional point heat of Yad Tzeled is broken heat, this pot more. And make it more cooked. By putting the top pot closer to the lower pot, it's going to become heated more, somewhat. Once it's fully cooked, although it may improve, once it's fully cooked, it won't be subject to any issur of bishul. But if it's not fully cooked, we can't allow you to place this pot on top of the other hot pot. It's fully cooked. Once it's fully cooked, so Mam Motcha then not subject to Bishul anymore, although it's improving. Not subject to Bishul, you could do this, what Rav Shulchan Aruch suggests. Okay.
What was it has hold? What's his farm?
I think because he holds it, so you're not actually making it hotter. Generally, it's just there just to keep the chill away.
He holds it won't become warm.
And also, I think it could be he holds. You know, we said the machuk to shine him to heat an item. We take on even after it's had machuk ben drusoy, any act of cooking done to it till it's bushel kol tzorkei is also as he's talib. We take on like that. But the shulchan then be a massive bialocha that brings chitzos or chaylik on it. Boker tov Eliyahu, boker tov, nice to have you with us.
It's
chodesh tov v'boirach.
It's not mashkin from the Rosh, because there's a lot of days in the Bishul Gomor,
yeah,
but it says if it would have done, then he wouldn't be taking on this.
But maybe he holds the Tosefes between Machab and Jusoy, till it's Bishul Gomor. That sort of Tosefes hasn't got the Chashivah, so it doesn't get to Bishul Gomor anyway. Lanicha Hatzmona, we're learning Mishnah Brura Sivkot and Nun Aleph. We're doing a little bit of Mishnah Brura, and it's Friday, Eliyahu. but because we want to be a little bit ahead, I'll get your Mishnah Berurah. Well, the pamphlet that you have? You have the pamphlet you want?
Thank you. Which page?
Page Kuf Lamed. Whoa. Simon Shin Yud Ches. 318. Sivkotan Nun Aleph. So we're discussing wrapping a pot up on Shabbos. We did discuss this before. Yeah. Sivkotan Nun Aleph. Thank you, our friend Rav Kravchinsky will help you out. Sivkot and Nunalef, Lanichoi Hatmuna. We have a pot which is already wrapped, which is hot, so you can add another pot to it. But regarding me by the eye, the lower pot was already wrapped with clothes or with towels before Shabbos. Vashmina on the Chiddush here is, the point of this tzif is to tell us. You're allowed to add an additional pot to the pot which is already covered with wrapped up. Although on Shabbos one may generally not allowed to wrap a pot up even something which does not positively give heat. So why is this permitted? Since the main atmanah taking place before Shabbos, to the kedera, the bottom pot, the zemut, which is permitted. Therefore, in niskalsa kedera, if it became open, to unwrap it partially, the mutal chasaisa. And therefore, for example, davash ein ways of hevel, the din is that you're allowed to change the wrapping. Did you know that on Shabbos? You can change the wrapping of the item on Shabbos. Therefore, similarly, you can put an additional pot in this wrapping on Shabbos, and that's fine. Because if it would be moist of heaven, you couldn't actually change the covers on Shabbos. So that if it was moist of heaven, if the lower pot was an item which was moist of heaven, you couldn't actually change the wrappings on Shabbos. But since you can change the wrappings, however, because it's mamid hevel, you can actually add another keli inside. We're going to see in the next sif a discussion as to whether this whole story is talking about when the lower pot is still being heated up. It's al ha'esh, or whether it's shaloi al ha'esh. We'll see about that shortly.
What hevel?
Hevel!
What hevel means?
Hevel means heat. And some, if it's wrapped up with something which gives heat.
This ve is wow or be?
This ve is b.
Okay, hebel.
Like habel habalim.
Okay, hebel. Thank you.
Habel habalim, I call hebel.
Yes, I do.
Do you know what hebel stands for? Habel havolim, I call hovel. Do you know what it stands for? Shakoil bora lichvoidoi. Right. Sivkotan nun base. Very teeth that was. Pivbotik, you're allowed to actually seal the mouth of a keli with dough. Now, normally dough is muksa. This dough has been designated before Shabbos, so it's not muksa. So if cotton on base, potentially it's a chum. You don't want to leave the pot. In muksa when it's not muksa, you need to give the dough to the chickens in the house. I didn't know the chickens like dough. Maybe they like playing with dough. Chickens like dough. Anybody have any experience? I know we're throwing irons.
It's Mishnah in Volkama, no? Pecking away at dough.
Chararo. Is that why they're pecking at
dough? Chararo before that. But,
you saw, yeah. Okay, is that pecking at it? Okay, so you have these. You want now the question is like this: what about how could you seal the lid of a pot with dough? Yeah. The question is: what happened to Mamareach when we're not smooth a wax-like constitution? On Shabbos, because one's smoothing, Memareach is a melach of smoothing. Good morning, of Yaakov Avraham. We're about to discuss the halacha of Memareach. The question we just asked is, how can you seal a pot with dough on Shabbos? Why does it not involve the melach of Memareach? Sivkot Nun Beis, page Kuf Lamed Wow. It says in Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Sivkot Nun Beis, about two lines down from the wide lines. I am B'morgan Avraham. The dafka bebotzeik shehu einabam miruach dough is not subject to memareach. Avol shav of a zefes a tit with wax or tar or What's it again?
Matlan.
Yeah. Shudavah mismarech, which is something which is smooth, also mishum marech, is subject to memarech. The Machzor Shekel explains these words to mean that. Yeah. So therefore, for some reason, botzek is not thick enough to have a right constitution to be subject to memarech. Difficult to know exactly why botzek, why dough should be any different to the other items mentioned. But that is the opinion we're going from. The Taz costs have a different teretz. The Taz is a different teretz, which is very sadistic, actually, in the halachos of memarech. He says as follows: the botzek dami bar meruach. Dough is also subject to memarech, to smoothing. El hatam, the reason it's permitted here. There's no issue of smoothing. If you sha'ein makbid alav, person's not particular, the dabik alav b'toiv, to smooth it out, nice and smooth. The main purpose here is just to seal the lid on the pot, and you don't mind if the dough is bumpy, and therefore we're not concerned that you're going to smooth it. You had an issue there of using wax or something similar to smooth, to fill in a hole. There you want to make sure that it's smooth so the wine doesn't come out, and that you want it particularly to be smooth over there. When you want something to be smooth, you can't use it because you may smooth it. But if you hear it, you don't care if it's smooth or not. The main thing is it's sealed. Therefore, one could use this item as kandavara. Lefizeh, according to this reasoning, af petit v'shav mutzpin yaleinu. This would be permitted even with wax or lime, whatever. Avala mogen avram tit is like mud. Mogen avram hanal also. Because mogen avram, he makes a distinction between botzek, which he says is not subject to mareach, and these other items which are subject to memarech.
Surely wax and botzek are mutz. No?
Yeah, so we're discussing, Mr. Brewer did say at the beginning of Scotland base, a moment before you came in, we were discussing here that obviously it was designated for a purpose, for example, the chickens, as the Prime's telling us, chickens like to peck at the dough, and therefore it's not mukso.
Wax?
Wax is mukso, unless you designate it for some permitted purpose. I can't really think of a permitted purpose that wax could be designated for. If you could use it for this, you could designate it for this.
Why is he melting the wax? No,
why is he melting the wax?
Because the wax is solid as soon as it cools down. Now what he's doing is, so you can imagine taking a candle,
yeah,
and you're just rubbing it along, you're moving it along the side of a pot. So as you're moving it along a hot pot, the wax is melting.
The wax is melting, the wax is melting.
Wax is melting.
If you're using it, maybe it's much firmer stuff, maybe the pot's not so hot. Is it cash on a miser? What can I tell you?
Nature of wax, okay. It melts.
Maybe something similar to wax. Okay, it's a cotton and gimel. Aval ein manichin. I don't know exactly the matzias over here. I'm just, you know.
The stomach pan wasn't that hot.
Yeah. So then, however, if the pot is not been cooked, but it's no longer yet to let us boy, so according to Marana Mechaba, it's subject to bishul. So you cannot put it close to this lower pot because it's going to become heated. The tavroshel is starting because a cooked liquid item which has cooled down came along with the yesh bishul lecha bishul. Valkane also a filo it's mina cloud from dover. It's also to put it anywhere near a source of heat, regardless of hatsmona. Behani mili b'dovalach, avodav yavish a filo nistan eligami shari kilhamei b'sivches. A solid item is not subject to bishul. Therefore, even if it's not still hot, it's still going to be okay. Nun ches nun dalet shal elyon yochel ischamim. We're talking here. Being careful not to put the pot, the top pot near the lower pot, if the top pot is not Yatzeled Espoy, according to Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that's still subject to Bishul, double lach if it's not Yatzeled Espoy. It says in Hilgun Dalet, Haina, Afirim Ein Bedat, Vahashoyse Shom Kolkach, Chachin and Dumu Mishtali, Kilik Hamom Sif Yudalet. One may not put a food item near a source of heat, where if one were to leave it there, one would transgress this of Bishul. Even if one plans actually to remove it before it reaches that temperature, because as a gazeda, the person may not remove it in time, and he'll transgress the malacha of Bishul. We'll learn about this. Be'ezus Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. and see if your Dalad, which we'll learn hopefully sometime next week. See you soon. So back to this case. We're discussing a case where you have a pot which is wrapped up before Shabbos, but Hamamid Hebel, and you want to add a second pot into this wrapping. Be nice and cozy, the two pots together. Shulchan Aruch said, well, you have to be careful that the upper pot is not subject to Bishul anymore, which means either that it's a Dover Lach and it's still hot, or it's a Dover Yovesh and it's been cooked, obviously. It's been cooked even if it's cold. And it's Harat Zmona, there's no issue because it's just considered more of just adding to the wrapping which is already there. That is the premise we've seen till now. And Siv Zayin and Siv Ches brings a machlokes as to whether this halacha applies even if the lower pot is actually on the fire at the moment. And Siv Zayin and Siv Ches, the same machlokes is brought twice, once discussing a Dover Lach and once discussing a Dover Yovesh, but both Sifim really, as there's other no nafka minna between the next two Sifim.
This is a Mamid Hevel, obviously, not mostly.
Till now we're discussing a Mamid Hevel, because a Mamid Hevel can be rewrapped.
I poured hot soup into a thermos flask, that's all sort of
idea. We did mention the thermos flask is not issue of Tzmona, because it's like one wall. Remember? It's if you wrap the thermos flask up, then it would be an issue of Tzmona. It was the first container, it's not.
The thermos flask is a cave,
remember that?
It's the same as
Tzmona, a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember
something. Yeah. So we're discussing here, you had a pot which was wrapped up before Shabbos.
In a blanket.
In a blanket, yeah. Maybe it's a very thermos sort of blanket, and keep the heat. Yeah. And you want on Shabbos to add another pot to it. So provided there's no issue of Bishul, provided the upper pot is not subject to Bishul, either it's been cooked ready and it's a liquid but it's still hot, or it's been cooked ready and it's a solid, then you can do that. It's just considered continuing the original wrapping rather than adding a new wrapping to his nursery, that's mono b'Shabbos. Siv Zayin, Yesh Mefarshim, the others who explain, the Hod HaShori, that which is permitted, to put a pot, the upper pot, inside this pot which is wrapped up, even if the lower pot is on the fire. Yesh Mefarshim, and others say, no, Shem Kriyatachten Alo Eish, if the lower pot is on the fire, then there's going to be an issue to put the upper pot on top of it. What is this machlekes about? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Gotten on Hatam. The Kevin Shak Derim Afsekes Dikeh Keira Tuva of Ein Niru Kimavashal. They say you're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot which is on the fire. Of course, we're discussing here with the upper pot is cooked already, but there's not an issue of cooking, but of nirukim evashal. We know on Shabbos to put something onto a source of heat, you have to fulfill various criteria. If you're returning it to the source of heat, you can have a blech with das lach zero, it'd be other fill the halachas of chazor. If you want to take a challah out of the fridge, or a kigel out of the fridge, so you can take it out of the fridge, and where can you put it?
Put it on the urn.
So we put it on the urn. So Shulchan Aruch over here says, that's fine. Put it on the urn. By putting it on the urn, you're putting it, are you not really putting it on the fire? It's been cooked. Why is it not Mechsikim Mevashal? Why don't we say it looks like you're cooking it? Oh, because it's a hecker. It's a hecker. It's clear
that you... That would be a problem, because it's a fear.
We'll have to come back to what. So they explain. Yeah, but it's also not being nefad. It's being heated by the heat of the. There's no liquid there. So the Nakuda was saying here is that to put a pot on a pot which is on the flame is not the same as putting a pot on the flame. It's not nirukim b'vashal. That's the first opinion. However, v'yesh mefarshim, and some say no. Shemakliyat tachten ala oish la'olam also. If the bottom pot is still on the fire, although mitzadat's mono. There's no issue because we saw in Sifov. There's a new issue. It's like putting a pot on the flame. Boketov. Sivkot nunvav. Aloesh. Svirale. Svirelehu. Sivkot nunvav. This opinion holds. Dalide kdeirem afsekes. have a kmoi kira grufa the oslan yachle lechatchila. The second opinion says no. Just like you can't take a kigel or a kugel and put it on a blech on Shabbos out of the fridge, you can't take a kugel and put it on the pot and just come out of the fridge. Because of the issue of Meir Kamer.
So you can't put it
on top of a pot, on top of your Shabbos urn. Called the second opinion.
You said it wrong,
I apologize.
Can't put it on top of a pot on the edge.
Yeah. Two opinions. We paskin, as we'll see, we paskin like the first opinion, and therefore we take our kugel on Shabbos and we do put it on top of the urn. We don't say it looks as if you're putting it onto the fire. We say that's not the way of cooking. People don't cook like that, and that's permitted, and that's what we do. Yeah. Now, Siv Zayin is talking about when the pot is a double lach, but it's hot, and therefore it's not subject to bishul itself. Siv Ches is exactly the same thing, because we're talking about a double yovesh, and therefore it can even be cooled down. There's the same machlokes as to whether you can put a dry item onto a pot, onto Shabbos and on Shabbos. Obviously the dry item is fully cooked. And there's two opinions, and we'll see here we paskin like the more lenient opinion, and then we put our kugel on top of a pot on Shabbos. Sivches. Laniach dovah kar, to put a cold item, a cold cooked item, a cold kugel, shen is special called sorka, which is fully cooked, al gabi mechem al oish, on top of an urn, which is on the fire. Some say, it's as if you put it close to the Madura, but not actually on the Madura, not only close to the fire. Just like you can put a kugel close to the fire, but not on the fire, because it doesn't look like cooking. Yeah? You're allowed to put it also on top of a Shabbos urn, or a Shabbos pot, which is cooking. It doesn't look like cooking at all. And there's no issue of bishul because it's fully cooked. It's of a yovish. Yeah, you should remember some say no. It's really indirectly, but it's being put onto the flame. Just happened to have an urn in between. For also, an effort is forbidden. Afilim is special called tzorinko, even if the item is fully cooked. Afilim is done with real light, and even if it's the heating of it will be detrimental to it. Even if you just put it there to retain its heat, because it looks like you're putting it onto the flame on Shabbos. And the first opinion, it seems correct, and therefore we do put our kigul or our cholon on our kugel or our chal, or whatever it might be, on top of a kettle on Shabbos, provided it's fully cooked. Yeah, however, Mikomok, nevertheless, if it is a pot which is liquid and it's mistamek v'yofaloi, we'll have to come back to this point, yeah? Then it's also according to everybody, we don't actually take on like this opinion. There's an opinion of Ben Yeruchim that holds even a fully cooked item is subject to bishul if it's mistamek v'yofaloi, if it improves as it continues to be cooked, called a Ben Yeruchim. Because the Ben Yeruchim, even if it's fully cooked, it's still subject to bishul, and therefore, of course, you couldn't put, if you hold that Ben Yeruchim, you won't be able to put a fully cooked pot on top of an urn, because of bishul itself, which people would explain we don't hold like this.
We wouldn't put something that's got rotab in it.
Yeah, no, but the Siv Ches is talking about a dry item.
Sorry?
Siv Ches is talking about a dry item. Yeah, I understand, you're right, double lach. You're right, so I apologise, you're quite right, double lach. A double lach, Ben Yeruchim holds that, Ben Yeruchim holds double lach. It is not just subject to bishul when it's cold, Let's leave the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just go back to Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of the Sif. Sif is talking about again a fully cooked item, a dry item, and the two opinions that you can put it onto a pot, which is on the fire. It's a cotton design of Doniach Tovakar to put a solid item which is cooled down on top of an urn. The first opinion says it's permitted. Sif Zev, Sif Zayin, this Sif and the previous Sif in Yenechad was the same issue. Same two opinions in Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. Timu was tan in the Yeshiva Shabishal. That Elad Hashem Ma'ir B'davar Lach Ben Siv Zayin to my liquid im hayam it's tan in Yeshiva Shabishal. Therefore, it would be subject to Bishal if it's cooled down. Kach Kosa therefore says Klishish B'davar Chan, hot liquid, it's not subject to bishul. Here we're talking about a dry item, but filling it's standard, even if it's cooled down, there's no issue of bishul because it's a solid and it's been cooked. And any item, says the first opinion, you can put close to the flame, not on the flame, it doesn't look like bishul, so too you can put it on top of an urn. In a dry item which is cooked, you can put it in a kiddushin. You can put it on top of a Shabbos kettle as well. Yeah? You can put it on top of the Shabbos kettle, don't test. And even though she's got an untest, even though on a fire which has had its coals removed, only chazara is permitted. Avlanech lechatchila osa, you can't take your kugel and put it onto a blech. A blech, you can't put an item from the fridge on, so how can you take an item from the fridge and put it on top of the mechem? It must be, there's few little days where this opinion holds. The fact you have a pot which is cooking between the heat and the item which is cooked is better, it doesn't look like cooking at all. There, sitting on the actual flame, albeit with a blech, which is a place where people cook, therefore, here to put an item on top of the kadeira, nobody cooks an item on top of a kadeira, it's a strange place to cook, therefore, provided the item is fully cooked, it can be placed there. Rishon Neira Ika, we pass on that first opinion. Any item that is not subject to bishul, either because it's a liquid which is still hot, or it's a solid which is cooled down, can be placed on top of a Shabbos urn. And we do that every week. Yeah. We take a kugel, or any food item on to heat up, challah, put it on top of the urn. Now, then there's an extra line, which is, we're going to learn now, the last line, we call Mokim. In Mutav Shashish Beroit, if it's a liquid, cooked liquid, and it's something for Yofla, and it's improving, also the Divrei HaKoyel, it's forbidden to be put there. So, Kotten Rech Samach Alev. To give in the Yesh Beroit, since it's liquidy, Kvak Posa Kam Mechabal El Basif Talad, but it's standing, if it's cooled down, we've learned, Yesh Bishol HaBishol, it's subject to Bishol. Therefore, also it may not be put it on a hot kettle, even if it's not on the fire. Yeah. If it's liquid, yeah, and it's cooled down, obviously you can't put it on the fire. Well, we really saw that already, partially in Siv Zion, yeah? Partially seen that in Siv Zion. But then he adds the word mistamik v'yofaloi. Why does it have to be mistamik v'yofaloi? That the chalosh and hasif hazeh v'rosh Rabbein Yeruchim, the rest of the sif comes from Rabbein Yeruchim, was l'shitosoi, and this part is brought, although it's only according to his reasoning, and this could have a sif talad b'agot, who holds in the sif talad, we actually did mention it in the brackets, I think, there, in Hagot, and sif talad, to dafka mistamik v'yofaloi, oz yesh bishol lach abishol. Only if the item is cooled down, but now the continued cooking of it is improving, there's an improvement to it, then it's going to be subject to further bishul with a dover lach. Yeah? However, even a liquid, if it's mistamek v'raloi, it's not subject to bishul if it's cooled down, even if it's cooled down. We paskin not like this, we make no distinction whether it's improving or depreciating or appreciating through the continual cooking. And we hold the dover lach is always subject to bishul if it's now cooled down. And although these are the words of the mechaber over here, it would appear that even the Shulchan Aruch, it's possible that he also disagrees with Ben Yeruchim. As addition to Ben Yeruchim, Nochit Vazel, he just quotes Ben Yeruchim while he's quoting Ben Yeruchim for the rest of the Sif, he completes the Sif with the words of Ben Yeruchim, but really he holds There's no distinction, and the dovolach is subject to bishul if it's cooled down, regardless of whether the continued cooking is an improvement or depreciation to the actual item. So we've seen in our sif. It's a bit tricky, but if we just keep to the general principles which come out from this sif, we've seen A. All these sifim are discussing item which is not subject to bishul, either because it's a dry item which has been cooked already, or it's a liquid which has been cooked and it's still hot. Meaning, according to Marana Machaber, it's still hot, it's yet to lettuce boy. And according to the Ramah, it's hot but it's still warm. And that's our discussion today. We had two halachas, one halacha with regard to wrapping it up. We've said, if you have a pot which is already wrapped up before Shabbos, so on Shabbos you can add this new pot, which is not subject to bishul, and snuggle it in to the pot which is already wrapped up. That's not considered making a new act of atman, a new wrapping of a pot. We can't wrap a pot up on Shabbos. It's considered an extension of the previous wrapping. Additionally, we said a person can, if he wants to seal a lid on the pot, he can do so with dough. The reason being that dough is not subject to mareach either, because dough simply for some reason is different to other items which are subject to mareach. To Shabbos, it's different somehow constitutionally. The constitution of it is different to that of wax. We find it's difficult to understand what the distinction is, or the difference is, or the other reason it might be mutter with botzik is the Taz's reason that you're not actually trying. You're not here trying to smooth it, and there's no concern you will try to smooth it, and therefore it's permitted. Obviously, the dough has to not be muksa and has to be kneaded before Shabbos. That's obvious. And so Zayin and Sidches have seen that these items that are not subject to bishul, again, either because it's of a yavish which is fully cooked, or it's a dovolach, a liquid item, but it's cooked and it's not yet cooled down. So, although there are two opinions in the matter, the paskin it may be placed on Shabbos on top of a pot which is already being heated on the flame, and there's no mechsek mevrach. It doesn't look like you're cooking. It's not a place to cook it. So therefore, you can take your cooked item, put it on top of the Shabbos kettle. For Shabbos, we do that. Eliyahu, you do that? Yeah. Put on the Shabbos kettle. You can do that. We paskin that is permitted. But as Hashem, next week we'll continue with Se'iv Tes. And we are, Baruch Hashem, quite a number, at least 6 or 7 days already ahead to make up for the subsequent days we'll miss.
You worry about
Mareach, yes. Yeah.
Why are we not worried about it's raw? It will cook to a certain extent in the heat and the steam.
So again, that's a similar question to you asked.
It would make bread, but it would make a dumpling mixture.
Well, it seems that it's not hot enough to be able to do this. Maybe it's not even on the fire. He's just doing it to keep it warm. And if the product of the heating is so useless, you know, it's going to end up like what's it called, chometz nuksha. Yeah, it's not going to really get cooked, and you won't be able to have your challah from it on Shabbos. It's a piece of raw.
No, it
has no chashivas at all. It might get a bit crusty, but it has no chashivas.
More like a
cradle. Well, we're talking about
that's
not going to happen. Obviously, otherwise you're not going to really want to use it, are you? I mean, we're learning from the
mentioned.
Yeah, but it's negea. Practically speaking, this is negea. There's no mareach by an item which there's no concern. Yeah, you're going to smear it. You know. So we have to take from these principles. Shabbat shalom vorach, chodesh tom vorach. Nice to see you.
Shabbat shalom, I answer you umeh vorach.
Oh, sorry. We can't have everything Eliyahu. But you can have him vorach as well.
Amen, okay.
Okay, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom vorach.
Take care, all the best. Eliyahu, a good Shabbos.
Shabbat shalom vorach.
Yeah, we do our best. We do our best. Probably.